Do you harness your soft power? A few years ago, one of our supporters took me to a very prestigious hospital in Singapore for a medical checkup. When we went there were a lot of people waiting for the doctor. One of the gentlemen in the crowd appeared to be very agitated, very angry. He looked at his watch constantly. All of a sudden, he got up from his seat and walked right straight to the reception counter. He talked loud. He complained, "Hospital staff is inefficient. They are lousy." He was waiting for almost an hour and he still could not see the doctor. One of the young lady from reception counter approached him and said some words softly and gently. He melted down like a butter candle. I do not know what magic words she uttered, but I saw she was smiling at him very sweetly. This man who walked to the reception counter like a ferocious lion came back to his seat like a tamed cat, remained calm until he got his turn to see the doctor. In this particular incident, this lady used her soft power. She did not lose her temper. She did not retaliate. She remained calm and confident. She knew exactly what to be said. Not only that, she also knew how it should be said. She won the battle, which was hard to win through hard power. She restored the honor of the staff. Not only that, she maintained the peace. This is soft power. Each and every human being has the ability to exercise the soft power if we know how to do this. What is soft power? Soft power is a kind of ability to settle issues, conflicts, and disputes without relying on negative, destructive forces. Soft power is a kind of ability to achieve the intended goal in a non-aggressive way, in a gentle way. It's a very sophisticated method. among many other skills. Appeasing, attraction, corporations are main pillars of the soft power. In modern day international politics, soft power is a popular term. But in fact, throughout human history, the kings and rulers, they used the soft power. Advertising companies, they are using their soft powers to sell more commodities to us. Ever since the emergence of internet, soft power is increasingly getting more power, and its power is enormous. Perhaps you might not have noticed your wife, your husband, sometimes used soft power on you. Even your little daughter or son knows how to use the soft power. This is not a magic. We all have it. Ordinary human beings, they used soft power with defiled mind. Ordinary human mind is self-centered. Because of that, most of the time, people will use the soft power to achieve their self-centered goals. If a human being who has ability to exercise the soft power were not to uphold moral values, such a human being can use his abilities for evil ends, even to bring so much sufferings and disaster. Soft power does not mean it is all good. It is a kind of power which can be used either to heal or to destroy. Some politicians in the history has used soft power to kill millions of people. Some religions too have used soft powers to wage religious wars. So do not misunderstand when we use the term soft power. It does not mean it is wholesome or it is evil. It is a kind of ability that we can use for any purpose. When it comes to Buddhist practice, in Dhamma realm, we elevate these soft powers into higher spiritual level. And then we label them under a specific category. Upaya kosala, skillful means. Dhamma practitioners, they never use negative, destructive, unwholesome types of hard powers. They always used soft powers. Enlightened beings, they always used the soft power. They never use hard power. However, in order to use the soft power according to the Dhamma, among many other qualities, we need to have three indispensable principles. They are non-attachment, compassion, and wisdom. If you have only these three principles, then you can harness your soft power. When you have non-attachment and when you uphold this principle, it prevents you using your soft powers to achieve anything motivated by self-centered, blind craving. Thus, it prevents you to use your ability for evil, wicked, immoral ends. When you have compassion, you will use the soft power to heal yourself and heal others. Out of compassion, you will use your ability for the well-being and happiness of all the sentient beings. When you have wisdom, you know how to do it. You know a strategy, how you can implement, execute, so that you will achieve the goal. So in Buddhist teachings, when we use our soft power with these three guiding principles, and they become a spiritual power. Enlightened ones, they use these soft powers to guide others on the path towards enlightenment. Throughout the life of the Buddha, we again and again see him using these soft powers to awaken the human beings. I will narrate a few examples in a nutshell. In Akkosa Sutta, we come across a man who abused the Buddha with harsh words, vulgar words. At that moment, Buddha tolerated his abused words. Once the man stopped scolding the Buddha, then the Buddha, in a very friendly manner, asked a few questions from him. He asked, "Do visitors come to your house, friends and colleagues and relatives?" He said, "Yes." "When they come to your house, do you treat them?" "Of course I treat them. I give them foods and drinks, and I treat them well." "What about if they refuse to eat your foods and drinks?" Then the man said, "Of course, then I will consume them." At that particular moment, the Buddha said, "You scolded me while I do not scold you in return. You quarreled with me while I do not quarrel with you in return. You abused me while I do not abuse you in return. I do not accept all these. Please accept them. Please take them back." This was a turning point for this man. In fact, he realized what Buddha said in deeply. And eventually, he wished to be a monk, which Buddha granted the permission. And eventually, he became an enlightened monk. In this particular incident, we can see Buddha is using two types of soft powers. One is tolerance, the other one is discernment. When the man was angry and Buddha let him scold, let him utter angry words, He tolerated the verbal abuse because angry men will never listen to anyone. When someone is agitated, angry, at that moment, he or she is not in the right frame of mind. But when he finished scolding, when he calmed down, then that is the right moment to use the discernment, get him engaged in a dialogue and make him understand. And he realized his foolishness. Being ordinary human beings, if anyone were to scold us, we will get agitated, angry, and we will retaliate because our defilements are stronger. We feel that we are threatened because of our egoism, defense mechanism, and the other defilements come into play, and we will retaliate. When we get angry in return, we lose the mindfulness, thereby our ability to use the soft power. That is what happened to ordinary human beings. If any ordinary human being can train the mind to abuse, to tolerate and abuse, a verbal abuse, at the same time maintain the mindfulness and the right frame of mind, and such a human being is developing the ability to use the soft power to transform the other human beings. In Alavaka Sutta, we can see Buddha used three types of soft powers: appeasement, soft challenge, and discernment. In Alavaka Sutta, the demon Alavaka, he is a cannibal. Even though texts refer him as a demon, today modern scholars recognize him as a tribal leader or someone who is very a leader in a powerful situation, but very aggressive, very cruel, and who eat the human flesh. However, Buddha noticed that this man has got the potential capacity to be awakened. Out of compassion, Buddha went to his residence. At that moment, he was away. So Buddha was sitting in his throne, in his chair. Alavaka came, and he was so agitated and angry, and he commanded, "Get out from my palace." So Buddha very quietly got out of the palace, obeyed him. Then Alavaka said, "Get into the palace." Buddha came back. For the second time and third time, this man repeated the same commands. Buddha agreed, never said a single word, obeyed him like a servant who obeys a master. For the fourth time, when this demon said, "Get out from my palace," at that moment, Buddha used the method soft challenge. So at this stage, if you notice, the angry man now feels secure because he is in an upper situation to handle, because he doesn't have fear that the other person will take over. He has let go his anger, and he was appeased. He was pleased and happy that the other person followed the commandments. So next time when your wife said something, you must listen and let her cool down. So then, of course, the Buddha is using here the soft challenge. He said, "I'm not going to get out from this palace. You do whatever you like." So this is, of course, playing with his egoism in a way. So now this man think, and he says, I'm going to ask some questions. If you're not going to answer me, I'm going to take you by feet and throw you to the other side of the river. Or I will make you crazy. Buddha said, I do not see anyone who can do such a thing to me in this world, including all these gods and the other beings. Nevertheless, you can ask any questions. This scenario is like in ancient time when the two armies, rival armies, get together for fight in the battlefield. Generals or kings may come to terms. Okay, why not we take our best soldier, one from each side, and let them fight, and whoever win, and we will accept the other party as defeated, rather than many human beings subject to fight. It is somewhat like that kind of strategy. So this was quite a common strategy in ancient time. So this is what we call soft challenge. And then, of course, what happened? The third stage, Buddha used the discernment, his wisdom, to transform this human being. He answered all the questions demon Alavaka asked, and eventually Alavaka awakened himself from the ignorance and attained first stage of enlightenment and became a disciple of the Buddha. And then he said, from now onward, I will go from town to town, from village to village, and I will beat, I will play the drum of the Dhamma. I will spread the Dhamma. So that is what this man said. So this is transformation. There are many such incidents, in fact. Once, elephant Nalagiri was sent to kill the Buddha. At that very moment, Buddha used his softer power, which is metta, power of metta. The mind of this elephant was full of anger, agitation. He was a drunkard. But Buddha radiated boundless love and compassion. And these friendly thoughts transformed the elephant. And he knelt down in front of the Buddha. So this is a soft power. So if we also were to develop metta meditation, of course, may not be to the extent of the Buddha, because since we are still ordinary, but you might see your ability to exercise your soft power will increase here and now. You will experience it. There are many other incidents as well. However, I'm not going to refer all these things here. So enlightened beings, throughout their lives, they used soft powers, but they used them with non-attachment, with compassion, and with wisdom. So they are so successful. Their power to transform the others are enormous. Now, as human beings, we all have both hard power and soft powers. But it seems we rely on hard powers than soft powers more often. Why do we think that only anger has power? Love, compassion, friendliness, and such wonderful, marvelous qualities also have enormous power. Why do you think that you have to speak louder and shout at someone in order to be heard? Gentle, soft words also has power. You can be very firm, being gentle and soft at the same time. Why do we think that criticism, the negative criticism, has the ability to change the things? In the same manner, positive criticism, empowering, encouragement, and praising, that aspect as well is very important and has got so much power, in fact. Even though we have the ability to use both hard powers and soft powers, more often than not, we tend to use hard powers than soft powers. But why? There are a few reasons for this. First reason is our mind is full of defilements, and the defilements are stronger. Self-centered, blind craving is more stronger, and because of that, aversion, delusion, and the other defilements also becoming more stronger. When the defilements are stronger in our mind, and then we try to use them easily. When someone angry and agitated and is called us, and we will retaliate because of our aversion. So one of the reasons why we rely on hard power is our defilements, our inability to control them. We are lack of discipline to control the defilements. And because of that, soft power of our mind is not developed yet. When I said the soft power here, what I mean, wholesome spiritual aspect of the soft power. The second reason, perhaps, maybe, because we think it is the right way to react using hard power. If someone were to scold you, and scolding in return is the right way to do. If other person is angry, you should show more anger to counteract that anger. If the other party yell at you, you must yell louder than the other one in order to be heard. So in this way, you might rely on the hard powers because you think it is the right way to do. It is the fair, just way. Doing tit for tat is accepted. There's nothing wrong of it. The third reason, perhaps, maybe, relying on the hard power is very quick. When your boss is angry and agitated, everybody work and result come in due time. It seems like using anger, using suppression, fear is more effective and immediate. When your child does not behave properly, if mother look at him with threatening eyes, it seems it works quickly. Why do you have to spend so much time of lecturing him with love? Why do you have to give so much time to this when you can just threaten him with your eyes? So we easily rely on hard powers because of these reasons. But it has got a downside. Whenever we use the hard power, then outcome result, we become unhappy. We create miseries. When we use the defilements to get things done, when we use hard powers, aggressive ways, everybody suffer. This is one reason. The second reason, sometimes hard power will not work at all under some conditions. Not only that, if you were to use the hard power under some conditions, the situation can be very aggravated and very unwholesome, and the result can be very dangerous. The softer power, in contrast, has got a great blessings, but we need a lot of energy. We need a lot of mental power to exercise them. How should we harness our soft power? If you want to harness your soft power, there are three things you need to learn. First of all, you need to have the end goal in your mind. Related to particular issue or particular relationship or particular incident, first of all, before you reach to settle it with your soft power, you need to have end goal. End goal here is always wholesome from the Buddhist point of view. So it can be transforming the other human beings to become better human beings. It can be achieving the peace or unity among the people, or it can be good relationship. So it can be something overall benefit, not only for you, but for the other person as well. So end goal must kept in your mind first. Then when you have the end goal first, which is wholesome, then you must have three principles, as I said earlier. You must abide by non-attachment, compassion, and wisdom. These three guiding principles will guide you how you should execute your plan. Then the third, of course, you must have a strategy. It's a wholesome strategy. As I said, in soft powers, there can be many ways to achieve it, but mainly it is attraction, appealing, and cooperation. Attraction here can be, of course, you can use the other person to, suppose if you manage to attract someone towards your qualities or towards your virtue or towards your character, towards your principles, towards what you believe or whatever, then of course that person will follow you. We follow the Buddha because we are attracted to him. We appreciate him. So there are many other ways as well. However, when we use the softer power, there can be anything in our hand to use. That can be languages, religions, ideologies, myths, and superstitious belief, or anything, in fact, your knowledge about anthropology, your knowledge about human evolution, all these can be useful. Anything can be useful. When you have these at your hand for dispose, at your will, you can use them. And this we need to learn by ourselves. And this is what we call skillful means. So when we have these three aspects, of course we can harness the soft power. In order to harness the soft power, meditation is very important, because meditation techniques, they will shape our mind and they will prepare our mind in order to use these soft powers in a wholesome way. Especially the meditation techniques like metta will help us a lot in our process of harnessing the soft power. Okay, this much is enough as a talk. We will open this for Q&A.